Simen Shin Chaf Hei, Sif Yud Aled. Also, Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos, Oren Oikev L'Yatzman. The guy made, he built the coffin, or he dug a grave for L'Yatzman, meaning for a non-Jew, or for, not for a Jew. The Jew was allowed afterwards to use that item. If it turns out that the guy didn't use it, the Jew can use it. However, you cover by olamis. However, here you cannot use it. Not like you cannot use it. Normally, we say b'chleisha yosa. The time you have to wait is the time it takes to produce it, which would take the whatever amount of hours it takes to make the coffin. Over here, he cannot use it forever. So Mishnah Berurah will discuss why is that so? Now, v'davka shekever b'ferhesya v'oren al gabav. This prohibition is only the case where the grave was dug in a public way. It's in a public place, and
like in a cemetery or something.
A cemetery or whatever but it's supposed to hidden in somebody's backyard. The Arun al-Gabav, and the Arun was being built right next to the grave, and was being done for a Jew. Then Shekol Yodim should not simply put in Yisrael. They know it was made for the Jew, and therefore it's a Chil Hashem. It's you're publicly taking that item which is done on Shabbos, and you're publicizing that it's done for a Jew by burying him in it. So that's why you can't use it forever. Amen Hupetzina. What's the cover of the Arab? However, it was done in a way which is private. So then we go back to the regular rule that it takes the time that you immediately, it's mutter not immediately after Shabbos, the time it would take to produce such an item. Now, I feel a kashubah for Hesia, and also it's only prohibited for that Jew that was done for. So again, you need the time lapse that it takes to produce that item.
Wait, we're talking about the coffin or the actual burial site? Or we're talking about both?
Either one.
So you're saying, if an any Yehudi did it specifically for a Jew on Shabbos, he couldn't use the coffin, if he built the coffin, or he couldn't use that spot, that hole, where he dug?
Correct, either one.
Forever.
Right.
Okay.
So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan, Ayin Gimel. Normally, there's only the time it takes to produce it after Shabbos. The case right here was done in a public way, like the Shulchan Aruch will explain further. It's because more of an insult to Shabbos that you should take this item which was done. Everybody knew it was done on Chilul Shabbos for the Jew and then use it. And then it's there, like, in constant, here a constant memory of this aver which is done. And the Magen Rambam quotes from the Rambam, but this halacha is not limited to the case. This is an example of it. It would be any situation where it was done in a way which was public, so you would have this problem. It was done for a Jew, so you cannot use it olamis.
So if you crafted anything on Shabbos, that was for the
use of the Jew,
or we're specifically only talking about
Borim
and
Arnold? No, he's saying it's Lavdaf. It means any item. It's a fascinating piece. This he quotes a. It's not exactly a perfect, connection. But Marsh has a tshuva where he deals with a case where a sitter was. There used to be that the Hebrew Publishing Company and a few other companies were weren't Sharma Shabbos firms. So you'd have the firm producing sidurim, mafzarim, etc. on Shabbos. But it was done for Jews. The guys weren't using this thing, right? So it was.
Sir
Marshall Holden was also to use the sitter. You cannot use the sitter leilamis. He says you can't use them. So it's also to be mispalo with from them and to learn from them. And he says not only that. Rav Marshall's mechadish a bechidish. Rav Marshall's pashas. You learn that I never understood exactly where Moshe was coming from. It shouldn't impact my tefillah. In other words, he understood that the sitter now becomes, when you daven from a sitter, the sitter is part of the ma'aseh tefillah, and since it's also the use, you're not yet to tefillah, he says. So a person with daven from such a sitter is not yet to daven. So I said, why is it worse than davening ba'peh? I don't know. So it's like davening ba'peh. You didn't use a sitter. I don't understand exactly why he said that, but you know, he doesn't bring a riot to it. Rav Moshe says over there in that shuba that using such a sitter, you're not yet to lomis. It used to always bother me because the old master, I remember I pushed to get it, that they used to use in Tel Shiva, the Yom Neroyim, was the old master Kolboy. They had a special chazan one. It was published by the Hebrew Publishing Company. I said, I am not going to have these people davening on Rav Neroyim, the chazan of the whole shul, davening from this master published by the Hebrew Publishing Company, which was published.
I'm coming in the middle, but it's a suffix, isn't it? I mean, if they publish,
right?
If they publish at least 6 days a week.
So first of all, there's a monk later on talks about can you follow Rav? By when you go bus a Rav, it's 6 to 1, right? Or 5 to 1, you know. They probably close on Sundays. It's not a Shabbos. So he says that we deal with the days of the week like a kavua, called kavua kamechsa mechsadami. So you don't go bus a Rav. It's a fascinating, interesting idea. And I think what Remersha means in that tshuva over there is using the company who publishes on Shabbos functions like a Chilul Hashem. I'm going to buy from the company who publishes the Durim on Shabbos. I mean, like, you got to be. So even though this specific item was maybe made on Tuesdays, but how can you support such a company? Okay.
Now, if it was owned and operated by non-Jews, would you have the same issue because they're still making it for?
Remarsha's point seemed to be over there was it was taka ayere nochrim. It wasn't done ayere Yisrael.
Yeah, but
it was
sort of overseen by Jews.
Right, so I'm not sure who owned it over there, but Remarsha seemed to say his main point was the fact that this is this thing over here, which means the going also for the Jew was also
Jewish company, Jewish.
Right, so Remarsha's psak over there wasn't. There was two parts of Remersha's Pesach. Remersha's Pesach was a case of a sitter which is made by a goy. You have this halacha over here, which was made for Hestia. You know, they were known to be open on Shabbos. So you have this Rabbi Lomis on it. Then he says, I think the Chil Hashem aspect of, you know, is because of the fact there was no white Jew. Even though the goy was doing the work. Okay, now, that's the way the Magen Rama says. But I mean, there were Hataz, Rashem, Aran, Mashma. But the Taz quotes that the Rad is Mashma Dafka Hachik Miral Chachamim Lesser Lomis. It's only by Kever Shem Shaganayu Yisrael. She covered by Kever before Shem Yischalav by Bishabas Vishula. It's a terrible thing that this person should be buried. The covenant of this Yisrael should be buried in a thing which is done Ayinay Chilu Shabbos improper. You know, that's not a covenant. The goal of Kavur is that it should be covered for the mace. It's not a covenant for the mace. Avashem Malachus Mechol Gamli and also Rakbet Hechshiyoseh. The and other malachas, even though it's for Hestia, the Shira is with Hestia Yosef, Ayin Sof Simon Tov Reish Samach Dalet. That he talks about the case over there where they were using the Arabis for Arabis or for Hashanahs, and the Goy did it for the Jew publicly, down by the, you know, everybody's there, but on Shabbos. You should not use that Arab. You have another option for an Arab. Medim Arab Masasi Boid Kam Rishonim. That's only by Kever. Okay, and Lahachm Beis Atzarach. If you need to, you should not. You don't have to be mad. Okay. He brings in the bottom over there in Shartzi, and that besides the Ran, there's a Balamor, there's a Ban, there's a Rashba, there's a Ran, the Shem Ben Yerneson. The other Rishonim support the Ran. Okay. Now the case where it was not done for Hestia. You're allowed to use it, but you need to wait. And for another Jew, you're allowed to use it, but you need to wait. Ushayamtim. Now, why do you have to wait? Because we said, remember, there's two reasons why you have to wait. One is because there's a gzera. Because if you allow a person to use it right away, you'll say, well, you know, it's worth it to say. Even though he can't use it on Shabbos, he still gains. So the motivation, there's negative motivation to be over an aveira. Tell the goy. Because this way, instead of having to wait 3 hours after Shabbos, I can use it right away. Thomas said, no, you have to wait. So he has no motivation. He has gained zero, so he might as well wait and not tell the goy. Or, that's one shot, so that doesn't apply over here. That applies to the person who's done for. You cannot that gzera doesn't apply over there because it wasn't done for him. So according to that logic, we once you made it also, you have to wait for the all the cases where the good did for the Jew, we say we have to wait after Shabbos, the time lapse it takes to actually produce that item. So the cases that before we discussed cases where the goy did it for the Jew without the Jew asking. But maybe we should argue when the Jew asked the goy to do it, which is he's over the veir of asking the goy to do it. So maybe we should give him a fine, a kanas. Well, we don't give him that kanas, and we say that the time is even if he asked the goy to do it for him, the time lapse is only that amount of time it takes to have it be made after Shabbos. Okay. We're talking about the preparations for Kavura. Sif Tezayin, Sif Tezvav. So any Yehudi Shevi B'Shabbos Chalilin. What are Chalilin? Chalilin is what we call recorders. Pirish Kli Nigun Chalulin M'Shikarlim Ma'ur Abechi. They were used in the Hesped process, and they would use it as part of the Hesped process. They would use the recorder has a sort of a mournful sound to it. At least what they would use is the Yisrael. So the goy brought, there was no Khalil around town. They wanted to use it for this Levaya. So the goy came from the next town over, and he brought this Khalil to use for the Yisrael. So you cannot use them on Shabbos. You can't use it on Motzi Shabbos until you wait the time lapse it would take to bring this item from the closest available place. Even though the goy happened to actually have brought it from a more distant place, but that's not relevant to us. But since it was available, it was in a closer place. So that would be the shear. That was a case that we don't know where he brought it from. We know exactly where he brought it from. That you wait the time it takes to come from that place, and then it's mutter. He brought it in a case where you had a malach of the rice involved of carrying. He brought it through something that's only the rabbanon. So you have the goy did a malach of the rabbanon for the Jew. So in that case, they're mutter immediately after Shabbos. Now, the Mishabura will add that the case over here was that he brought it within, there was no tchum issues. Because we saw by tchum also, there's still a problem of Kleish Yeyosu, Kleish Yevoyu.
What about the issue of
Kavan Ames?
For a mitzvah?
If it's a Ravana, if it's a, you know that it was only a mitzvah normally had to do something on Shabbos. But if you don't have, there's not a heter. You say heter. Shus is more to the tzarach mitzvah. Doesn't mean the tzarach mitzvah for Tuesday. Ayin hay. So cut ayin hay. Shehevi b'Shabbos. Mar shavi and mitchus tchum. First case was outside of the tchum. Gam hot yederek shesarabim. So and it was shesarabim. Shenasa isur tara. There was a malach of the rice involved. Then hot yederek shesarabim. Hot yomutul lecher leerv miyat. So other people could use it immediately after Shabbos. And that's what we said by Tchum. We differentiate between the person himself has to wait B'chleishi Yavoyu, and other people can use it right away. But there wasn't, besides the Tchum, there was Malach of carrying. While carrying, it's going to be after everybody. Carrying the rice. Mimakim Karim, you wait. Hanukhu Mitchus Tchum. Now, Vimim Derek Sratya Gdela Shum Forsim, if he brought it through, the fellow carried it right through the Sratya. Sratya was like the plaza in the middle of the town. So everybody saw him carrying the recorder. It says on it, you know, the barrel Ben Shmerel, you know, for the Levi barrel Ben Shmerel. I mean, they know why he's bringing it. Everybody knows why he's bringing it. So then you get back to the halacha we had before. It was done before Hesia. Shuma Forsam, also loy or lomiz, commercial cosmos, if you doubt the Gabi Oran recover. So that halacha applies over there also. Nim Yoda Bavari, we know where it came from. So that creates Ben Lahak, Harbor Yosem Itchum. It was way beyond the Tchum, you have to wait that whole time. Ben Lahoko, Kunshu Besach Tchum. Machoshevim, Derek Shisarab, Milkin Circle Hamden, Keshavoyum, Yosem Mokum, Shalay Hanim, Malacha Shabbos. So, if we know he brought it from some place which is local, but it was there because it's Rabbim, so there was a malacha involved. So, whereas before we said, if you don't know, you wait the time it takes to bring it from out beyond the tchum. Well, over here, you don't have to wait that long. Or the chumra, if we know he brought it much further, you have to wait that long. Yandalev Bechdei, Ratzalimra, Afilo Hudavar Hamotzi Bemalkim Karim, he brought it from a far distant town. But really, it was available closer. The malacha was done from that other place, so you have to wait that amount of time. Now, we had before the sheet that was said that it's possible to get it beheter, then there's no iser. So that's a case where you know, the Jew could go and draw the water out of the well, or stick himself into the well, better. So bringing the water is not benefiting him. But over here, he couldn't do it beheter. All the question was, he could have done it in an oifen of a small, or a closer iser or a further iser. You don't say, well, listen, you're not really benefiting from where he brought it from because he could have got it closer by. That you don't say. Because the mice was done by iser. This mice of bringing from that place was done by iser. You can't be in a hand from that action. And that action took 3 hours. He could have gotten an hour away. So not really benefiting. But at the end of the day, I couldn't have gotten from the hour away either. So it's not what he did. I gained the malacha that he did, which was 3 hours worth.
It's also a different instrument. It's not the same one.
Right. And we saw over there before, different water was didn't work. Right. Correct. That's also true. Thank you. Ranil Kishivim. There's no time he brought through Rosh Hashanah. Koya Techot Chum. So there's no Chum issue. The only issue is Rosh Hashanah. The Chayin Motor Kishivim Derek Carmelis. So he brought it through Carmel, to feel a law, even for that person, le'erev miyat. There's no tchum problem. The only problem is a Carmelis, that's the Rabbanon, so it's mutter right away, Matzah Shabbos. The Moya Mechutz tchum, so I feel a derech Carmelis, how you also loy, b'chdei sheyavoyu, sorry, yaviyu, le'erev miyat, k'moshe k'sosim le'kamon, m'sayv sim t'avkuv, tesvav, sif hei. So, we said that before, that by bringing Mechutz tchum, we differentiate between the person who was brought for and everybody else. So it was with Chutzitzchum through a Carmelist. So the Carmelist issue, we say, we're not going to ask him Matzah Shabbos. But the Tchum problem will make it also Matzah Shabbos for him, because they shivoyu, and everybody else right away, it's Mutter. Now,
suppose
Rishu's a rabbi. Now, so 1 second. You tell me, for Carmelist, which is the Dissidur Bonon, we say it's Mutter right away. And Tchum, it's also Dissidur Bonon. Right? Well, everybody agrees that the shear of a pie mama is the rabbana. The argument is whether his mill is the rice. Right? So if he brought it from 4,000 amas away. It's the rabbana. For him it's asur, everybody else is mutter. Carmelis, even for him it's mutter. So what's the difference? They're both rabbanans. The Avogav, the Carmelis, Yesh, Kamgen, is the rabbana, Kamayal, Tchumen. There's a more of a benefit from Chutz Tchum, it's far away, as opposed to when it's there locally, the benefit wasn't so significant, so they did not ask for Matzah Shabbos. Okay. Tes Zion. Savagim Huvu mit Chutz Tchum or mit Teuch Tchum. Choshesh and Shem mit Chutz Tchum Huvu. if we're not sure where the chalil was brought from, sifkat and pay. Safagim hu. Gam kan shach I hani tanoim shizkub siftes. We'll take a look at those in a second again. So we think Choshen Shema. Well, Kain Tzorach, Gabdal Hamdan, Berev, Kleshiviyu, Mitchuzetchum. So now, he said before in Siftes, you're not sure if it brought with Mitchuzetchum. The law is that it's Osir, but it's only if a guy doesn't live in the city. If a guy lives in the city, and if the pairs are available, if they're over here, the Khalil will be available, we assume he probably brought from inside the city, based on the rule which we discussed, called Kan Nimsu, Kan Hoyu. Where you are, where you find the item is where it's from. But if the person was not from this muck, and we assume he brought it from somewhere else, he probably brought it from, we assume, you have to assume he brought it from outside of the, we have to be, consider the possibility he brought it from Mechus Tchum. And then you don't say it's Mutter Misofik, because it's Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, you can wait till the extra 3 hours, and it'll be Mutter, so there's no heter of Sofik is Mutter. Okay. Simon Shin Chof Vav. Din Rechitza B'Shabbos, about Yud Gimel Sifim. So, Chazal asked, because of a concern that people will come, Chazal asked Rechitza. Now, obviously, we're not talking about the person doing Rechitza in a way which is the Rechitza requires water. Usually, you use warm water. So, there's cases where there'd be an issue of heating up the water. So, obviously, the person can't heat water on Shabbos in a way which is Aser. In order to do rechitza, but let's say the water was warm from before Shabbos. So theoretically, and at the Raisa level, what's the problem? What am I doing wrong by washing? Because I were afraid that there are cases where people would come to heat up water on Shabbos. They said no rechitza or limited rechitza, and therefore a person will not come to make a mistake and to heat up water on Shabbos for the purpose of rechitza. We will see later on also. That besides that issue, there are issues of possibly of skita, of the sar, squeezing out the hair. There are other possible issues, but the main issue which we're dealing with, which the main issue which you deal with the rechitza, is this issue of heating the water. Also, it's called kufa, because Allah said you cannot wash your whole body on Shabbos. I feel it called aver levad. Even if you do it not at one time, but one limb by limb, each part of the body separately. Once it adds up to rive of the body, that's considered like the whole body, and it's also to do that. I feel about my shochem on Erev Shabbos, even if the water was heated from before Shabbos. So, like, what's the problem? Because now we're concerned. Imheim mekli. Whether they're in the ground, it's in a pool in the ground, whether it's in a tub, whatever the Chazal asked. Now, rechitza means immersing oneself. That's rechitza. What about to be mishtatef, hishtatef? Fil lishbrach amayim al guvar lishtatef aser, which is pouring water over the body. They also asserted, which is maybe different than your regular rechitza, they asserted that, and then say, again, that's also even from water which is heated before Shabbos. Chazal did allow you, water which is heated before Shabbos, to wash the face, hands, and feet, and we'll see later on that it's within any individual part of the body, as long as it's not majority of the body. Okay, there's the Oishar Avorov. Kol Shein Arechitz, Kol Guf. As long as you don't wash the whole body, which Mishabur says is right. Okay. V'hani mili b'chamei ha'ur. This is all talking about it was heated, the water which was heated by the fire. Because we're concerned that a person will come to heat it from the fire on Shabbos. This is a problem. But Al-Khame Tiveria, water which is the hot springs of Tiveria, which that water, the heating of that water is not the Raisa. So, Mikra, then you're allowed to wash your whole body at one time. And for sure, you're allowed to wash your whole body with cold water. Cold water means cold water, no hot water involved in it. Once you take it into a container, it's not obvious that it's chametz tiveri anymore. We don't know what it is. So in people's minds, you're washing on Shabbos with hot water. They're going to conclude that you're allowed to heat up water, and whatever they're going to conclude, so that's a problem. But it's when it's in the ground, you can tell it's chametz tiveri. So then that's why that's obviously different, and therefore Chazal did not feel a need to make that osur, exerit to make that osur.
Chametz tiveri would apply, that term would apply to any
natural hot spring. Okay. Zakti Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah is a cut in olive. Shatav is pouring water over the body. Also lirchutz. Gzera Shem Yavoyu, Mishneh Berurah Sekut Na'alav. Gzera Shem Yavoyu, Ayinei Zeh L'Hokim B'Shabbos. The reason why Chazal asked it is because a person might come to heat up water on Shabbos. So, Kol Gufoy, who then rev Gufoy, the Rubik and Kulay. We said that you can't wash the whole body. It means... Even the majority of the body is the same thing as the whole body. Livad, each limb by itself is still osur when it adds up to the majority of the body. Vekolshkein, imrechutz v'derech rechitza kol haguf b'yachad. Obviously, if you're immersing the whole body at one time, it's a problem. Fil lishbrecha.
I'm assuming we're talking about a healthy person who just wants to shower because they want to shower.
There are some coolers by Chola. We'll see. There are some coolers. You're correct.
Who was the last
Mishnah? You read the Lod. Yeah. Again, it's pouring over the body, which wasn't their standard rechitza. So, even though the water was heated from before Shabbos, afilo hamikarka, even if the water is there in the ground, and they're pouring it out from the ground. So it's obvious that the gzera that you might come to heat it up is less because you take more water which is in the ground. It's very hard to heat up water in the ground, right? Because I'll ask you.
Unless you get far enough down, right? Can't cool it.
Right.
What about hot springs? That water is naturally hot.
Right, that's chametz tiveri. That's the chametz tiveri in the ground is mutter, but once you take it out in the clear, it's also.
If you brought pails of natural hot spring water,
wouldn't help.
A bath
wouldn't help because once it's in the clear, they're also.
I'm saying once it's clear, it's awesome.
Right. Okay. Now, but we said pani yadavaragla was mutter, or and even other evorim. The Shabur says hanu bechamin shulbum be'erev Shabbos. This heter is only water which is heated from before Shabbos. Even if it's just your hands, you can't use water which is heated on Shabbos. Now, there is a Tila Ladovid says, let's say you take water from the samovar. So that water is heated from before Shabbos. Percolator. Right? And you mix it with other water. So now you have... yes, not Hebrew word. So you mix it together, so now you have, so the water from the percolator was heated before Shabbos, but the water that you mixed it with was heated on Shabbos. So is that mutter to use to wash on Shabbos? He says yes. Because we look at it, the heat really was, we hold the cliche, it's not mavashal. So it's not really, it's two things mixing together. So it's not called that you've heated up this water b'yisr. It's the heat is already there from before Shabbos, and you're just cooling it off. You know, it's mixing together with other water. So that's not called heated on Shabbos. But a person would go, and water which is heated on Shabbos, even if it was heated on Shabbos b'heter, or it's done in a way which is mutter. In other words, I would take water which was. He has a case where you have a case where it's where we've done beheter. Well, first of all, let's say Goy heats up water on Shabbos. Not for Yisrael, but Tzarech Atzmo. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Shulchan says a Jew can't use it. It was heated on Shabbos. So the Chazal asked anyone was heated on Shabbos.
What about the situation where it's on Shabbos, but it's you set it up to do that before Shabbos, like a timer or something?
Should be the same problem. It's not the there was according to Aruch Shulchan, the Goy did it for himself. It's not the problem. But still, it's also used to wash within Shabbos.
So, we are the urns that we use now to warm up water. So, technically speaking, that water needs to be at full.
Yatzaletusbo. I guess so. Yeah.
And if it wasn't.
You can't use it to wash with.
What about for achilo purposes or something?
Yeah, that's what. Oh, sorry for him.
Wait, I just clarify this. In other words, if you set it up right before Shabbos,
so it's heating up on Shabbos.
Yeah, I understand. So that's a problem here because we're concerned. Then you would come to.
There's a gzera. Chazal came because they part of the original gzera was that in the base of Merchatz. They would set up before Shabbos, but they would go and stir up the coals, etc., on Shabbos. So the act of heating on Shabbos was what they were worried about. So anything which is involved in heating it on Shabbos, we're not going to allow you to use.
So that I understand is part of the theory here about the Merechitza. But what I thought I was asking is that was whether for Shtia.
So you could drink it.
So that the Gezerah never.
They didn't make the Gezerah on that. I mean, within there are some other, you know, you have to get your issues of she and chazorah correctly. But assuming that there's not over there, it's that when it comes to shehia, they said if you have a situation where you can't stir the coals, so there's nothing to stir, and by water we said that you don't turn the coal, the stirring up the stirring the water or whatever it is doesn't hasten the bishul process. So the only issue we mentioned that there was this calculation of Kibager. You can't take out water while it's heating, because that'll cause the rest of the water to cook more quickly, and that's also that's hastening the cooking process.
But having it on a timer for a chila is an issue or not an issue?
Having it on a timer for a chila,
you didn't set it so it didn't start cooking before it got in.
Yeah, it's you can drink water cold or hot.
There's a chazanish who holds it's a problem. Because he says, you know, there is an Isser of Chazora. So I take something off of the fire, I can't put it back on the fire without, unless I meet the criteria of holding on to it, etc. So Chazanish says, what's the difference if you took it off of the fire, you took the fire from beneath it? Right? So the timer is equivalent of, like, you're putting it on the fire on Shabbos. Right? So he says, it's not the action which is the problem, it's the situation which is problematic. Hello. Not everybody agrees with him. Some say it's mutter. So that's a machlokes.
How far is
it?
I mean,
they
go to putting a time under a crock pot? I mean, how far is that?
So, I mean, there are people who used to put timers in crock pots, if you remember. The original crock pots, maybe you don't remember, they came as one piece. They weren't like the pull-out piece. So the problem which you had was that if it's one piece, and what you do is you would ladle out. But ladling while you're ala'esh is questionable. So one of the suggestions was, if you put your timer, if your Shabbos meal normally starts at 11:30, so you have a timer to set to go off at 12 o'clock, it turns off, and now you can ladle out your sholin, because not ala'esh anymore. So that was the original cheshbon of using timers. There was a turn it off. Right? But the situation is, I would love to have a hot cup of coffee. But I like my coffee fresh brewed. So for Shabbos, I put the grinds in, I put the water in, and I have my beautiful percolator, which doesn't make any lights or whatever go off when I open it up, right? You know, like not the newest version, but the second newest version. And I set it on a timer that it turns on 7 o'clock Shabbos morning. 7:30, I have a fresh brewed cup of coffee. So what's the problem? I didn't do anything. The timer turns on 7 o'clock in the morning, and I have a fresh brewed cup of coffee. So that's the Chazanish says that's problematic. That's like you're creating a Chazorah situation, but it's like it's being brought back to the fire on Shabbos. So even though I didn't do it, he says the Isser isn't the doing, the Isser is the situation, which is Chazal said is problematic.
not a word of Tazarit, you're actually cooking something new.
Right, but what, I'm not doing any aver. So the timer's doing it. Leaving a Ramosha, so Ramosha holds timers are problematic.
I know, but Ramosha,
so, but leaving out Ramosha, so there's no problem with the timer. I can have my timer turn on my air conditioner on Shabbos. I have my timer turn my oven off on Shabbos, I can have a timer with a lot of malachas for me.
Why weren't Chazal concerned by Rechitza, because I guess that's because of the mitzias of the bathhouses. But by Achila, they weren't concerned, the Jews, that if you allowed, they didn't have timers there. But
it seems that Balanim were more choshev. The bathhouse attendants were a little bit choshev, whereas the average person, we weren't choshev. He's going to go do something mamash based.
So for Rose question for this timer issue.
You want halacha lemaisa? Is that we're
heading that direction?
Okay. I don't recall. I remember when I went through it. You know, I saw the Chazanich made sense to me. But I don't recall what the Rebbe Pesachim was saying. I'd have to look it up.
Because this whole percolator, I mean, this whole timer on the coffee situation, I do that in Yontif.
Yontif is less problematic.
If I could do it on Shabbos, it would be great, too.
Okay, so we'll have to check into it. Okay. Ashari Vordim. Visha Shalaveshes Levonin B'Shabbos B'Yontif. So, a woman who's changing into her white clothing to count her 7 clean days. Of a woman who's Anita. So we advise her that she's supposed to, before she starts, that make sure she cleans away any residue of blood which is there. So she's allowed to wash herself because it's a limited. It's not the whole body. It's one part of the body. But Taras Lircha, Mekamah says, it's enough, and she clean out the dirty places. Mekamah Shulchan Meir Shabbos V'Yamtiv. Water which is heated before Shabbos V'Yamtiv. Raksha Tizar, Lirchas Biadayim, but she should use her hands, or let me beg, and she shouldn't use a cloth. She's going to use a cloth, she's going to be squeezing out the water into that onto her body, and that's awesome. Because of this problem, they just wouldn't start counting, making their Hefsek Tara, counting the clean days starting from Motzei Shabbos, because they couldn't wash on Shabbos. It's such a minig, but Mokum Shein minig, you do a Yesh Lahatir, but if there's no known minig, you're allowed to, you're allowed to be made.
They would interrupt their count if they had started before Shabbos?
No, the issue was, because before you start your count, you wash. The woman, when she makes a Hefsek, she's supposed to wash beforehand. So they felt they were concerned that you can't wash on Shabbos. So they made a minig not to do it on Shabbos. There was such a minig, and he's saying, if you have the minig, you have the minig. If you have no minig, you're not mechuyev to be machmer on that issue.
Is that
nobody has a minig.
Why Yom Tov?
I can't say. Well, Schita has a problem with Yom Tov. Schita has a problem with Yom Tov also.
But he says.
The water heated before, because, well, it's a fair question. Water being heated on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Rechitza. So, water being heated on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Rechitza, sometimes, theoretically, sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's Osir. Talk about that more. B'chamei Or. This is also B'chamei Or. The Vichel B'mokim, Shenagal Hachim B'mikvah. So, people like to warm up the mikveh. Okay, so you go into the mikveh for the men or for the women, whatever the situation is. The Chayyim says you shouldn't be tayvul in this mikveh, which is warm. So, what you are allowed to do, he says, you are allowed to add enough water to take away the cold. It's called Pershim. Pershim is lukewarm. So, the temperature has to be a temperature where you're not benefiting anything from the heat. In other words, you don't feel it. That's a cold warm. You can take off the chill. That they didn't, taking off the chill, but you can't, you can't, you get a feeling that, you know, I'm getting any warmth over there. Vayim Rekarman Nesama Perik B'Mimalikin Simen Chav Beis B'Shubas Nani Behuda B'Madura Tinyana Simen Chav Dalet.
Isn't Madura Tinyana?
Sorry, what?
That's the, what is it?
Madura Tinyana? Many of the Shubas have, Madura Tinyana means he wrote a second, he published a second volume, so it was a, Madura is like going, it's like a second cycle, means he wrote through the second set of discussing Shubas, discussing issues.
So I've been in Baltimore. There's a mikvah that's open on Shabbos that has like, it's like a heat bath mikvah. It's so, are there?
So there are chumas from some of the, you know, there's chumas from somebody from the poiskim which say that there's a divrei chaim which talks about chumas. Divrei chaim talks about it and he says that's wrong what they did. They should not make hot mikvahs and Shabbos, but you're allowed to be tayvel as long as you're not in the henness. You just go in and out. You can't stay in there. Once you go in the tzarech mitzvah, the tefillah, you're allowed to go in for that. So you go in, but you shouldn't stay in. You know, nishman. You know, right?
You know, it's not extended. But in other words, if it has to be poshim, that means you can't even make it warm. You know. Erev Shabbos to, you know, in the afternoon, because it's going to stay warm. It's going to stay warm for quite a while. Or your assumption that by Shabbos morning, sometime about Shabbos morning.
No, it's much less gale, let's say, for women going Friday night. I mean, so Mersha says if you get at a temperature where nobody would call that warm in the sense I'm enjoying it for the warmth, so that's okay. Now. There is an issue over here which that divrei chaim and that shuvah, like he's very upset. So the reality is that people were making mikvahs warm. And nobody wanted to go to a cold, you know, so you can go to a warm mikvah. Why should you want to go to a lukewarm mikvah? So that became the reality, which were people, you know, they find it difficult. Nowadays, you know, found it difficult to go into something which is too cold. It's interesting.